Welcome to the Resource Room. I'm Amanda, the blogger and TPTer behind the Primary Gal. As a special education teacher, you are always supporting others, students, parents, general education teachers. But who is supporting you? That's where this podcast comes in. It's my mission to give you the help and support that you need. I'll be sharing my tips, tricks, research-based strategies, and professional development. I'm here to help you grow and learn as a Resource Room teacher. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the Resource Room podcast. Today, we are going to talk about dealing with those adults. And full disclosure, I feel like this is becoming a habit here, okay? Full disclosure, I already recorded this episode and then I realized I was cussing far too much. Maybe it's because it's like almost 8 o'clock at night and I'm getting a little loopy or slap happy or something. But I was like, Amanda, calm down. Watch the language. Be a professional. And so I scrapped it and I'm starting over a little bit, okay? So I'll try to watch it because it doesn't offend me. But some listeners that they're like, oh my gosh, why is she saying that? I don't want to offend you. Okay, so let's talk about those adults. In our role as a special education teacher, you work with lots of adults. Some of them you might share a room with. Some of them you might share students with. Maybe they're general education teachers, other special ed teachers. There are lots of different adults that we interact with. And so, you know, I'm not an expert with adults. This is not something that any of us, I feel like, knew we were getting into when we signed up for this role. You know, we're all here for the kids. We're all here to help children learn. But oh gosh, sometimes that involves other adults. And sometimes what those other adults do directly impacts what you're going to have to do with that student. Maybe it is a behavior student that they're triggering every day, and then you have to spend 20 to 30 minutes calming them down and, you know, going through all of your steps to get them into a good place. Maybe it's somebody who doesn't really know their role and they're overstepping or they're saying things they shouldn't or whatever. And so I really like to, I don't like to be in this situation. So I like to remind myself, I am not their boss. I didn't hire them. I can't fire them. It's not my role. It's not my job. And I am one who leads by example. So I am going to try to show up every day, do what I'm supposed to, have a positive attitude, be flexible, be a good team player, and lead by example. And that's just my style because I'm not going to bark out orders at people. And so when you're working with adults, I want you to think about oftentimes what frustrates you about some of those adults, and then make sure you're not doing that. Make sure you're not creating an environment that is that. To me, good communication solves a lot of those problems. Owning up to your mistakes, being somebody that they can count on, are all factors that make that relationship with adults really good. And this, I don't mean this to be like grumpy, but if you are having a hard time with some of those adults, think about some of those skills. Are you one that when you walk into their classroom to like push in or pull students, you're loud, you're obnoxious, you're disruptive? Those are things that we may not even know about ourselves. I once worked with a lady. She was not special ed, she was not a special ed teacher or staff member or any of that. But she and I found her funny when we were talking like adults after car riders or, you know, after like school. But she drove me freaking bonkers in the classroom because she was loud. You could barely share a room with her because she was so obnoxious. And luckily, thank you, Jesus, I only pushed into her classroom where she was an assistant for a small chunk of the day. So for me, it was really tolerable. I could do that. But if I had to be in there all day long, I think it would drive me it would send me over the edge for sure. So think about things like that and how people might perceive you. And if you're having difficulty with them, there could be a very valid reason. On the flip side of that, maybe that person is just grumpy and hates their life. And then be a good listener, be supportive, but don't let it impact you. Don't let it affect your mood or what you're doing for or with your students. That's just them. But I do think that the best way to have good relationships with the other adults that you work with is to communicate really, really well and be somebody that they can count on. I also want you to think about like the perception of what people think special ed is or what you do or whatever. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just like my area or my school or whatever. But some people think that being like a special ed teacher or an ELL teacher, that we don't do anything. We have the easiest jobs or whatever. And that cannot be further from the truth. I have had several teachers move from like being a gen ed teacher into an ELL role. And they're like, Amanda, I am so sorry if I ever made you feel bad about like not being as great as a classroom teacher or whatever. I never realized all that it takes, you know, like when we're doing high stakes testing or WIDA or some of those things, they're like, I never realized what all you guys are doing. I really bought into the, my job is harder than theirs, blah, blah, blah. I have done both roles. I've been a gen ed teacher. I've been a special ed teacher. I think both have their pros and cons. Both have things that are time consuming that you don't always love doing. And both have things that you love and that you enjoy. Neither one is harder or easier than the other. So I think you have to realize how things are perceived. So if people are seeing, oh my gosh, the special ed teacher, she's got a meeting again. Oh, there goes her afternoon. She's got a meeting again. If you do that all the time, you are not somebody that they can count on. If you don't communicate, hey guys, I have an initial case conference. It's also with an English language learner, which means we'll have a translator. Sometimes those run long. I'll come get my kids as soon as the meeting is over. Those are things that just build respect so that they know where you are and that you're not just slacking off. I worked with a lady once who was notorious for being found in her room not doing what she was supposed to do. And then she would be like, I don't know why so-and-so has a problem with me. She's always trying to tell me what to do. Oh my gosh, she's so, you know, awful. And it's like, girl, do you realize that from their vantage point, all you're doing is sitting in here on your Chromebook or on your computer and they have no respect for you. So yeah, they come at you hot. It's not okay for them to do that. They should still treat you like a human. But you're giving them ammo to criticize what you're doing. But when they see you busting your ass and they see you working late or coming in early or, you know, making the most of your prep or whatever, I'm not saying you got to work long hours, but when they see you doing those things, they know that you're in the trenches with them too. You're not just some grump who gets to sit and do whatever on your Chromebook all day long while they teach the kids, and you're just another talking head that barks out orders and tells them what to do. That you are a real teacher who's doing what you're supposed to do, and you are respected, and you're working your tail off. To me, that comes down to being a leader and not a boss. Not somebody that can't be counted on. Dealing with adults is hard. And for some of us, especially when we're new, it is so hard not to get your feelings hurt. We don't have thick skin yet. We haven't been criticized when you're a newbie. And then when you do get it, it hurts. But you have to really make sure that you are being somebody that they're like, oh my gosh, she is a damn good teacher. gosh, I just love to see her with the kids. Or, man, she asks great questions to really help me support my kids. Or she really communicates what they're doing in the group so that I know what their strengths and weaknesses are. Whatever it might be. Be a team player. Be somebody who is working right alongside them. Be the one that helps them carry that heavy load. Because, guys, teaching is hard. And our kids are getting more and more difficult every year, I feel like. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's like some of the problems that we have in our society, just in general, kids are not coming to school prepared to learn. They need some of those Maslow's, you know, hierarchy of need kind of things. They need some of those in place. Help that teacher do some of those things. Help them feel like they're not failing. Give them a pep talk. Listen to them. Offer ideas. And be true to your word. Be true to what you're doing. Be a valuable member of that team. And to me, that is leading by example. Now, maybe you're like, okay, girl, I feel like I'm really hardworking. I feel like I try so hard. But I'm still having trouble with some of the teachers. I have no other advice for you. I'm so sorry. Podcast over. Okay, just kidding. I would say to really look and see what issues are they having? Am I having the same or similar issues with many of the teachers? If that's the case, it's probably a you problem. If it's like one teacher who's making your life miserable, maybe it's the student that you share. Maybe it's that teacher. Maybe they're at a very miserable point of their life or their career. Maybe they've got some outside stuff going on. Maybe they're just really bitchy. I don't know. But those are factors. And there's not one piece of advice that I could give you other than maybe like bring them their favorite beverage or their favorite candy or something like that to cheer them up or let them know you care. Let them know that you've noticed they're having a hard time or a hard year. Show them some appreciation. But you can't make that person happy. You can't make that student that's in their classroom any easier to deal with. You could say, hey, I've noticed, you know, so-and-so, man, they are awful. I would love to take them for like a 15-minute break here or there. Just even if the break is for you, when would be a good time? Kind of show them, you are a team player. You know that they are putting in the time with that child and that they are difficult. That's okay. Show them that you care. Show them that you're willing to put in the work. Help them in whatever way you can. Or maybe even that's what you ask them. Be like, hey, I know so-and-so is really, really difficult. What can I do to help? Do you want help in the classroom? Do you want some scheduled breaks? Do you want more time and resource? What do you think? Because some teachers are afraid to advocate for what their kids need. They think, oh, they have an IEP. I can't go to them and say, hey, look, this kid is disrupting the learning of 25 other kids. It's okay. You can initiate those conversations so that they know you're on their side. So that they know you're there to help. So, if you are having difficulty with adults, I am not going to lie, it is a hard part of our job. Do your best to be accommodating, professional, reflective of yourself, and consider the source. If it is a well-respected teacher who is saying like, girl, you're late. You're not working on the things you're supposed to do. I need this from you. I need that from you. And if you're not doing it, then why not? But if it is the grumpy teacher who everybody's like, oh, seriously, she's complaining again, then move on. Maybe she's going to make your life miserable. Maybe she's going to, you know, be unpleasant. But don't let it ruin your mood. Don't let it ruin your year. And ask how you can help. Before I conclude, I want to say I am a people pleaser. That I've always been a people pleaser. I will advocate for anybody and everybody else, but I don't always advocate for myself. I'm currently taking anxiety medicine, and I wish I had done it much sooner. I feel like with my anxiety medicine, I'm able to be better about standing up for myself, but that's hard. And so I often probably take on more than what I should. So I am not advocating for you to do jobs that are not yours or responsibilities that are not your own. But I do think that to have good relationships with adults, they need to see you as somebody who works hard and is doing what they're supposed to, goes above and beyond, is there for the kids, whatever, you know, cliche phrase you want to throw in there. So if you listen to that and you're like, girl, I will not be walked on, then don't. That's okay. Totally fine. You will have to find a way to deal with those adults in a way that's different than me. That's how I deal. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying I don't get stressed out sometimes because I've taken on too much or I've said too much. I also am notorious for telling teachers things and then later having to go back and be like, I hope I didn't offend you. I hope I didn't overstep. And then usually they're like, no, thank you. I'm glad you said that, or I'm glad you told me, you know, whatever. So that's the people pleaser in me. That's what I worry about at night is, did I say the wrong thing? Did I make something that they were really upset with? Did I make it into a joke? Did I, you know, offer help and then be like, gosh, well, she thinks I can't do this. And I go back and then be like, oh, I'm so sorry. If that is not you, don't feel like you got to be like me. But it's my podcast. And so I'm going to share what I do and you can like it or not. Okay. And that's okay. And it won't hurt my feelings one single bit. But I believe you got to lead by example and you got to work your ass off sometimes. And if you're not cut out for that or that's not your style, that's okay. But if you have issues with adults, don't come crying to me. I'm just kidding. You can come crying to me. I can't promise I could solve it. I'll tell you what the people pleaser would do and go from there. So now I'm rambling and I will see you in the next episode.
Well, my friend, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening to the Resource Room podcast. I truly, truly love to help and support other special ed teachers. Because of that, I run a Facebook group just for us. Search the Resource Room and request to join. You can also check out my website, theprimarygal.com, for blog posts, pictures, and more information. Until next time, have a great week.